He's moving out. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. It's Billy Joel. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, coming up later on this morning. Albums that are 50 years old today. We'll get to that about 6:40 this morning. You've heard the term heart on your sleeve. I wear my heart on my sleeve. That's just who I am. Here's a person who has a heart in a bag. And we'll get into weird places you've met, found love. This is all coming up on this morning's show. The NFL released a statement yesterday regarding DeMar Hamlin's cardiac arrest that Tess was talking about at the top of the hour. By the way, his uncle says now he was revived twice on the field. Once on the field, I believe using the paddles, defibrillator, and then once again at the hospital. He is resting comfortably right now, however, and he seems to be improving, so hopefully everything will be good. The NFL released a statement about the game, saying the NFL has made no decision regarding the possible resumption of the game at a later date. The league has not made any changes to the Week 18 regular season schedule, so that will proceed as scheduled. We will continue to provide additional information as it becomes available. The weird thing about that is that game could be very. I think what they're hoping for is that everything just plays out the way they want it to this weekend, and the game will be not necessarily have to be made up. But I think both those teams are in contention for the number one seed, right? Aren't they in the AFC? Yeah, I think they're hoping that the Chiefs went out. They would have got the number one seed anyway, and then the other two, Buffalo and Cincinnati, would have just fallen into place. Yeah, I don't know. They're going to have to, it seems to me like they're going to have to play that game, but they'll figure it out. It's not my it's not my problem, I guess, right? Good, you're looking at it. I'm looking at it from having to solve that problem, and I wouldn't want to have to solve that problem. But the good news is DeMar Hamlin seems to be recovering. Knock on wood. Hopefully everything's good about that. It is the JoJo Show, 612. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids' greatest hits.
This is a journey into sound.
Yes, it is. It is the audio vault.
Yay!
A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
All right, let's. Barbara Walters passed away last week. She was 93 years old, and she's my hero. Not for questions like, if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? No. She's my hero because in an interview with the Kardashians, she once told them to their face, yeah, you're worth billions of dollars, but you got zero talent.
You don't really act. You don't sing. You don't dance. You don't have any, any talent.
Yeah, you don't have any talent. Just wondering what your thoughts are on that. Yeah, you know, isn't that a song? You don't sing, you don't dance. What do
you don't sing, you don't dance. You don't have any.
What do you do? You don't sing, you don't dance. This is a theory on why men decide it's time to get married.
I came across this photographer. She's obviously been at a lot of weddings, and she observed that the men were marrying the woman in front of them at the time that they were ready to get married, implying that that wasn't necessarily that man's soulmate or that man's love of his life. It was just the girl he was dating at the time he was ready to get married and settle down. When a man decides that he is financially and emotionally ready for marriage and ready to settle down and ready to start a family, he takes a way different approach to dating. That part in his brain of like, oh, there's another girl out there, shuts off. Because now his focus is on marriage. It's not in finding the next best thing.
As a guy, can I just say, yeah, no, that's not, that's not how it works at all. No. This is a sassy daughter roasting her mother.
I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you how I got this ring.
You were nice until he married you, and then you showed your true colors.
What? There you go. There's honesty for you. She's showing off her ring, and then the daughter says, what?
You were nice until he married you, and then you showed your true colors.
Yeah, until he married you, then you showed him your true colors. Okay. Yeah. Zing, Mom. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. It is funny how time flies, isn't it? In fact, I have a list in front of me that was released this week by a website, which tells you all the albums that turned 50, 40, and 30 years old this year. Let's start. And you know what? I'm not, look, There was a side of me that used to go, oh, geez, that just shows how old I am. I'm not going with that angle anymore. I'm grateful that I'm still here to see the 50th anniversary of some of my favorite albums of all time, because the albums turning 50 this year are fantastic. Here's five albums that are turning 50 this year. Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. Queen's first album. One of my favorite albums. David Bowie's Aladdin Sane. Mainly because Panic in Detroit is an underrated Bowie song. Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John turns 50 this year. And Band on the Run by Paul McCartney and Wings. There you go. Clips of the albums all turning 50 this year. Turning 40 this year, Pyromania by Def Leppard, War by U2, Bark at the Moon by Ozzy Osbourne, and Synchronicity by The Police. Albums turning 30 this year. Versus by Pearl Jam, their second album. Janet by Janet Jackson, Siamese Dream by The Smashing Pumpkins, and Nirvana's In Utero.
Feel good on the 50s.
Nice and easy.
With JoJo on 98.7 FGR.
Plumber was working on a broken toilet when he was digging around through the muck and found what appeared to be a diamond engagement ring. He asked people about it, and it turns out it was Shania Day's. She originally lost it down the toilet at her parents' house and thought it was long gone. Here's Shayna and her husband, Nick, talking about finding the ring.
I had taken my ring off. It was sitting on the counter, so when I sopped up the water, guess I didn't pay attention very well, snagged my ring in the process, and tossed it in the toilet.
Plumber unhooked it from the ground and then just dumped it over in the tub to get the excess water out, so when he took it out, it didn't drip through the house. And when he did, the ring come out.
That just is absolutely amazing that it's just been sitting there.
To know that everyone cared enough about it and thought it was so cool that they didn't tell us it was an actual, genuine surprise. It brought tears to both our eyes.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. Well, see, you lose something down the toilet, there's a chance it's there. That's all I'm saying. It's the JoJo Show. 98.7 MTR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. There's a couple times in my life I had things removed from me that I wanted to keep, but wasn't allowed to. Because I didn't have the proper place to put them, apparently. One time, I had a fatty tumor about the size of a baseball on my shoulder. Sat there for years. No doctor knew what the hell it was until I went to a dermatologist. He goes, I know what that is. You want it out? I'm like, yes. So he took it out, and I'm like, can I take it home? And he's like, no, I've got to dispose of it properly. And he had some medical waste, dude. You can't just carry it out of here. I'm like, it's mine. Then the other time I had a staple in my left butt cheek. Been there since fifth grade in 2005. I had it removed. I wanted to keep the staple. The doctor told me I couldn't. I bring this up because a New Zealand woman is going viral after she showed off her heart in a bag that she keeps next to her bed in a drawer. Her name is Jessica Manning. She said, I always knew having my heart and educating about organ donation would be controversial, but I never knew I'd get this response. Manning's, this is a heartwarming story here. It began after she suffered several heart defects from the time she was born, including what doctors told her was half a heart. That's what she was diagnosed with. She analogized her heart to working like cookie dough. She subsequently underwent 200 cardiovascular procedures, including two open heart surgeries before she was three, to save her life. Salvation came when she received a heart via donation at the age of 25, thus eliminating her heart problems forever. Feeling the need to give back, Manning gave the heart to science. She said, hey, study this so nobody else has to go through what I went through. And after 10 months, she was told they were done with the work on it. And if she wanted it, she could have her heart back. But listen to this. This is kind of cool. When I purchase a house, I want to bury it and plant a tree on top and dedicate it to my donor, Manning explained. As a transplant recipient, it's almost impossible to put into words how thankful I am, not just to our donor, but to our donor's family. And she also wanted to make it known that everyone should write down that they want to be an organ donor on their license so that other people can be free of their heart disease like she was. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. They were saying there was, I noticed some thunder and lightning last night, but I had no idea it started hailing. They said they had some big, giant chunks of hail falling in Comstock Park last night. I'm willing to believe you. Got a little weird. Got a little weird last night. It did. This is the JoJo Show, and Scott Winters put an article up on our free app about the Rockford High School marching band getting dissed by NBC during the Rose Bowl parade. But I heard they were pretty good. Is that true? Did you see their performance? Because I think they did post video of it. Oh, let me see here. Why am I not hearing that? There we go.
Oh, my God, JoJo, they are awesome.
Are they?
They had that channel. Oh, my God. I was so proud. I was so proud. Like, they're from Rockford, Michigan. They were one of the best marching bands I've ever seen. And they all were dressed in black. And then they had the beautiful flag ladies. And, oh, my God, it was so neat.
But didn't the NBC feed clip them off? Wasn't I reading that they got clipped off and then you have to kind of watch it online, right?
No, what happened is they showed it real quick on NBC and you thought they were clipped off, and then later it showed the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
But then on Channel 8 News, they said, you know, we have the whole thing here too in case you didn't see it.
So if you go to Wood TV's site, they'll have the whole thing?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I'm so proud of Michigan. I'll tell you, those kids, they're you know, Michigan made.
Yeah, well, people move to that district just to be that school district. I hear you. This is the JoJo Show, and we do have an article about it up on our free app, so if you want to check it out, I believe the video is up there. Scott posted it yesterday. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. I'm JoJo. How are you today? You look good. Look real good. Hey, listen, I was reading the other day that they were all drunk when they wrote that song. Freddie Mercury and Queen got together with David Bowie. They started drinking in the studio. They came up with that song. So, and why were they drinking so much? Because of pressure. Pressure. That's right. That's why they knew about it. It is the JoJo Show. Look, a lot of people vow in the new year. I'm one of these guys who just believes that life is, any given moment, you can make a change. If you decide to, doesn't have to be the first of the year. However, I do take stock of my year when it comes to New Year's Day. And sometimes you make decisions to change a couple of things. One thing a lot of people might be changing is like, I want to find love this year. Yes, I've been without love for a while. So I would like to find love. So you sign up for dating apps and all this other stuff. And doesn't go good for a while. And then you're in line at the fast food. And there you see he or she or them looking at you and you're like, hey, that's my soulmate, ordering a Biggie Fries with a strawberry frosty. Yeah, for a limited time only. And you're like, they're thrifty too. They're getting from the dollar menu. And you find your soulmate. Finding love in strange places. That's our topic this morning. We'd like to hear from you. If you want to weigh in, you can. There's a free chat on our app. You can download that app for free wherever you get your free apps. Or you can give us a call, 216-459-9898, 616-459-9898. We'll talk to some of you in a minute. This is the JoJo Show. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids' greatest hits. It is the JoJo Show, 616-459-9898, talking about finding love in strange places like...
My husband now, and I... met at the Wendy's drive-thru. He was several cars ahead of me, and we kept looking over at each other, and I figured he drove away, and when I went up to pull up to get my food, he had pulled over and came over and started talking to me as I was inching up to get my food, and that's how he asked me out.
For a minute, I thought he was going to say he gave a note to the clerk, pass along to you.
No, but I was like, he's like, can I talk to you? And I'm like, well, I'm not getting out of the car. And he got out and came over and just, as I'm inching up, walked along and talked and exchanged their numbers and asked me out.
So please tell me you served Frosties at your wedding, please.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, you got to. Oh, it's where you met. That or Biggie Fries. Let's grab one more call. Math class, you said you met somebody?
This guy, he was kind of a geeky guy. He was playing around on his calculator. He was always, you know, one of those guys that played all those games on the calculator. It was a math class.
Sure.
And then he handed me a calculator. I thought he wanted me to, like, check an answer, and he was asking me out. It was very strange.
What did he, had he spelled it out on the calculator somehow?
Yeah, it was very funny.
So you really didn't know what to do at first, did you? You didn't even know what was going on.
Oh, no, I had no idea. I mean, yeah, because I mean, I at the time I didn't have any interest, but you know, I mean, we dated a while and it didn't work out, but yeah. It was kind of, that was a strange way, I thought.
Very strange. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Take care. And later she found out the guy developed an app is now worth billions of dollars. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. I was on Twitter this morning and some guy tweeted that he was going in for a procedure to help with his kidney stones. And he said, the pain is immense. And he quote unquote, wouldn't wish that upon anybody. And I doubt that. Don't we all have like three or four people right in the top of our minds that we'd like to inflict pain upon at any given time? Oh, come on. Come on. Don't know. Yeah, I know it's a politically correct answer, but no, seriously. I'm not going to name names, but I got three. When I saw that, I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a couple people I'd love to give kidney stones to. Sorry to say. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. For the longest time, we have cut down trees and brought them into our house every year for Christmas, decorated them, celebrated them, go, ah, look at the Christmas tree. It's so beautiful. Did you realize you could eat it? Yeah. This is a woman by the name of Julia Jurgalis. She's in the UK. She's written a book called How to Eat Your Christmas Tree.
How to Eat Your Christmas Tree is a cookbook that explores the unsung edible heroes of our forests, the humble Christmas trees and their evergreen friends. In the US and UK alone, 40 million trees are harvested and thrown away each year. My Little Green Cookbook's 22 delicious recipes, with ideas such as Christmas tree cured salmon, spruce flavored ice cream, and Christmas tree alcohol.
There you go. Mostly it's the needles that can be used for like rosemary or bay leaves to flavor stuff. They're also a good source of vitamin C, and you can make a tea out of them. Yeah, you can drink your Christmas tree. And they can also be crushed to flavor gin or vinegar. To that end, there's a company offering a Christmas tree martini. It's a regular martini, but it has pine needles in it. You can also flavor vinegar with it, and the wood can be burned to make pine ash, which can be used as a flavoring. What? Ash is a flavoring? That way you can literally say, that tastes like ash. Fertilizer in gardens and for cleaning in the kitchen. And I say, that's exactly the reason why I don't get it. Christmas. People called me and said, actually, it seems like the fog is getting worse rather than better as the morning progresses. So keep that in mind. There's a lot of fender benders out there, including a brand new one we're working now. Southbound Alpine, just south of 6 Mile.
Feel good on the 50s.
Nice and easy.
With JoJo on 98.7 FGR.
Yeah, this is, hold on just a second here. My computer page went away. This is the story of a woman who got her engagement ring back 20 years after she flushed it down a toilet. It happened at the guy's parents' house right after they got engaged. She took it off to wash her hands, knocked it into the bowl, and they're like, can't find it. And so the guy's parents cleaned it up and found, after the plumber found it, the guy's parents cleaned it up. And here is Shina Day and her husband Nick talking about finding the ring after all these years.
I had taken my ring off. It was sitting on the counter, so when I sopped up the water, guess I didn't pay attention very well, snagged my ring in the process and tossed it in the toilet.
Plumber unhooked it from the ground and then just dumped it over in the tub to get the excess water out, so when he took it out, it didn't drip through the house. And when he did, the ring come out.
That just is absolutely amazing that it's just been sitting there.
To know that everyone cared enough about it and thought it was so cool that they didn't tell us it was an actual genuine surprise. It brought tears to both our eyes.
Not covered anywhere in the story whether he ever got her a replacement ring.